Hi to hell, neighbors. Welcome to a Tuesday. It is Tone the Bone. Good morning to you here on Tony Curry Radio. Download that TKR app. Get after it. Thanks again for watching us here on Facebook Live. We're doing a thing about a fish tank this morning. Fishy fish is all happy back here. All right. Dr. Josh is going to be with me coming up on Thursday. My radio partner will be doing the Curry and Claypo show. We'll be out by the fire pit. And then, of course, a Thursday morning at 9:35 will be on Fox 6. We love our partnership with Janice Rogers and Mike Deverly and Mickey Ferguson and Toy and all those folks. They're fantastic. We love Fox 6 is the only TV station that is cool enough to allow Curry and Claypo to come on because everyone's like, what's Tony going to say? Or what's Josh going to say? They're going to say something that's going to lose listeners, blah, blah. They love us, and they know we bring a lot of listeners and watchers to their TV format, so we love that. So we really appreciate Fox 6. They're fantastic. And, of course, so Colin Gaston is the GM up there, president. He probably owns the joint. Fantastic guy. I'm going to talk about some marriage news in just a few minutes. Not me. I'm done with marriage for a while anyway. But we'll get into that in a few minutes. We got a couple wonderful events coming up here. Andy Morgan, good morning to you. Coming up on October 29th, two big events. The OLV, Our Lady of the Valley, which is the church I go to. And it's open to anybody that wants to do. Catholics will like that. We invite you to come in. We don't care. But October 29th is the Hero Fun Run, and it's just a regular run. It's going to be a fantastic day of just community, great racing. We're going to raise money for some worthy cause. It's going to be a wonderful thing. Of course, Tony Curry Radio is happy to be a champion sponsor of the OLV Run. It's the Hero Run. Last year we did it. Of course, we were still going through the COVID crap, and it was very difficult. A lot of people didn't want to come out this year. We're going to blow the doors off. Should be fun. Go to olvchurchbirmingham.com, olvchurchbirmingham.com. If you want to be part of that, if you're Catholic, if you're not, I don't care. Just come on and say, hey, Tony Curry Radio is going to be blowing it out. And then later on that night, and I went back and forth with my good friend David Merlin, who, of course, is a paranormal illusionist. The guy is unbelievable. He's fantastic. He's been on every major stage in the world, including cruise ships, Las Vegas, David Copperfield, Penn and Teller. He's been on AGT. The guy's done everything. He's going to be doing a show down at Work Play on October 29th. This is going to be a Halloween party unlike any Halloween party you've ever been to. It's going to be great. Now, if you're at my age, you still like to go out and have a good time, and I certainly get that. I love that. But if you're one of those folks who kind of wants to lay back, costume contest, all that stuff, that's fun. But that was fun back in the 80s and 90s and really enjoyed just a beautiful night of great magic and illusion and everything else. Check out, of course, our fantastic night, October 29th, WorkPlay. Go to WorkPlay, WorkPlay.com, WorkPlay.com. Get your tickets for our big Halloween party. Should be a large time. So yesterday, I'm getting my mail, and I got what appeared to be a wedding invitation. And I hadn't got one of those in quite some time. And I realize that it's from a friend of mine that I haven't seen quite some time, and I was honored. Al, good morning to you. I was honored that I was asked to go to, and I'm always honored to be asked to go to any wedding. Some people think that, you know, you throw the net out there just to get more gifts, and it doesn't make sense. Because most of the time, people don't give you gifts that's worthy of what they're going to use at your wedding, so you're losing money. Anyway, we had our wedding when my ex and I got married 17, 18 years ago. We did it in our backyard. It was super small. We had Dick's Hat Band play. I had some bartenders. We had some TVs. And it was good. It was fun. But it wasn't one of these $15,000 weddings. I wasn't going to get in debt. And I had known my girlfriend at the time, then my wife and now my ex, for a long period of time. So it was almost kind of like a formality. My point being this. First of all, they're getting married on November 26th. November 26th, does that ring a bell with anybody? November 26th is not only a Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving is on Thursday. They're getting married on Saturday. But it's also Iron Bowl Saturday. $15,000 is cheap, right? You're right, Andy. I think we did everything for like $2,500. I'm like, let's not mortgage our entire future. We've already been together for 5 or 6 years. Let's not mortgage the future. So they're getting married on November 26th, which is not only Thanksgiving weekend, but also Iron Bowl Saturday. And so the first thing I did is called this guy, a friend of mine. I'm not going to say who he is. He's probably watching this morning. I said, congratulations. Fantastic. So happy for you. I hadn't talked in about 3 or 4 years. Thank you for inviting me to your wedding. Sounds like a very festive situation. I said, but I've got to ask you, why are you getting married on Iron Bowl Saturday, which for a lot of people is more important than Thanksgiving? And he goes, ah, you know, man, we've been together for 3 or 4 years, and we just wanted to do this thing. And my fiance's believing that since it's Thanksgiving, and she's got a lot of family that are from out of town, that because it's a long weekend, it'll make it easier for them to come into town and see the wedding. And I said, but, you know, we have Thanksgiving. And I was fully supportive of what was going on. But I was like, you know, it's Thanksgiving. And I said, are you planning on having a Thanksgiving for all your friends and family that are coming in? He's like, no. And I said, okay, well, people are going to be traveling on Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, which is one of the biggest traveling days of the year. And then not only that, they're going to see your wedding, and then they're going to miss the Iron Bowl. And I was like, yeah, you know, man, it is what it is, man. And when people say it is what it is, that means they're done fighting. That means when someone says it is what it is, that means they have nothing else left to say about it, and they know they've lost, and they're like, they're done. Wayne Schneider, good morning to you. And I said, whose idea was this? And he goes, you know whose idea it was. And I said, so you got no say in whether you get married on Iron Bowl? And he's a huge college football fan. He's a big Auburn fan. He goes, well, yeah, but, you know, and I suggested we do something in January, February. Now, when I got married, we got married in late September. I remember I proposed to her, I think it was in July. And I said, when do you want to get married? And she said, well, you know, let's do something this fall. And I was doing sports radio. I was working up at ESPN. I was doing stuff for jocks. And I said, you know, there ain't going to be too many people happy about getting married on a Saturday, because we wanted to get married on a Saturday in our backyard during football season. So we may want to wait till wintertime. Weather's always nice here, maybe January, February, after things calm down a little bit. It's after the New Year's. We get through the holidays. And she's like, we're getting married in September. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Knowing that I was going to have to work, and it's not so much about me, because she's like, screw everybody, it's about us. And I'm like, I totally agree with you, it's about us. It's not about, you know, if people don't want to show up to a wedding because, you know, Alabama's playing Arkansas, so be it. But I was kind of like, just a little bit of a red flag. So I told my friend, he goes, well, what do you think about this? He goes, will you be there? And I said, yeah. I mean, he's a friend of mine. Tommy Williams, good morning to you. Mark Rutledge, good morning to you too. I hope you got your picture, and thank you so much for asking me to autograph. So I sat in front of Mark Rutledge and his wonderful bride, Brandy, at an Alabama football game recently, and he sent me a picture and asked me to autograph it, and I was honored to do that. Thank you. It made my day. So I was kind of like, I said, I will be there because I'm a good friend of yours, and I know this is a special day. It's his first marriage. He's in his 30s. He's waited a long time, and I said, I love you, and so I will be there. I said, but I know a lot of people ain't going to be there because it's Iron Bowl and it's Thanksgiving weekend. And if a marriage is a two-way street and you're supposed to be unified in all this, then I would suggest to the fiance, if you really don't want to get married on that particular day, that you're like, this is not a really good idea, because a lot of people are pitching a fit. Because, and I talked to several of people, they're like, I'm not going. I'm not traveling on Thanksgiving weekend for a wedding. I'm not doing that. So just a little bit of a red flag. Mike Leach was asked a couple days ago. He had a big win this weekend, and Mike's a friend of mine. He used to join us on the show every single week. I spoke with him last week. I call him just to talk to him, see how he's doing. It's not always an interview situation. And several weeks ago, one of his football players proposed to his girlfriend after a big Mississippi State win. And the field announcer said, do you have any advice for your player who just proposed to his girlfriend? He said, it sounds like I'm too late. And everyone kind of laughed. Well, he was asked by, I think her name is Alyssa, Alyssa Lang? Anyway, she's a sideline reporter. She was asked this past weekend, she's like, hey, listen, I'm planning my marriage, and I was wondering if you had any advice to me, because Mike loves that stuff. He loves when he's asked questions that are outside X's and O's in college football. And so he starts asking her questions like, well, what's his name? Where does he work? What's he do? Blah, 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 blah. He said, well, the first thing is you've already screwed it up, because guys like to keep it on the down low. It's not that we don't want everyone to know that we're getting married, because we've all outkicked our coverage. There's a lot more better looking women out there, better looking guys, and better women, period, than better guys. So, and she's really, really pretty. And he goes, so you've already kind of screwed that up, because now you're bringing national attention to your marriage. It's almost like the guy who proposes to the woman on the Jumbotron. I don't like that. Keep it on the down low. I mean, if you're a guy that has to let the entire world know that you're about ready to get married, red flag for the ladies.
Little bit of red flag.
Why is he so insecure that he's got to let the whole world know that he loves you? because he knows he's outkicked his coverage. And you're kind of like, what the hell are you doing? It was like that Friends episode. It's like, what are you doing putting that on the Jumbotron? Can't we just have a quiet dinner and you ask me? You don't have to hide it in a piece of cake. What's going on here? So he says, you kind of screwed up there already. He said, second of all, he says, the girls in your family are going to drive you crazy. Teresa Ponderwit, they're going to drive you absolutely nuts on the wedding. Your sisters, your mother-in-law, your future mother-in-law, they're going to drive you crazy. Whereas the guys kind of want to just be, for guys, weddings are just as important as it is to the ladies. We enjoy and cherish and respect the sacrament of marriage. It's just that we consider marriage more of a formality. We've usually dated each other for a long period of time. We've always lived together. We've consummated the relationship. It's all good. And we want to marry you. We want to spend the rest of our lives with you. We're committed to that. We're faithful to that. But marriage itself, and we realize we want to do it, we realize the sanctity and the importance of it, but it's also more of a just kind of a formality. It's like a day and like, okay, now we're married and we're good to go. We were together anyway. I got a ring on my finger where I didn't. That's fine, blah, blah, blah. Whereas women, depending on whether it's their first, second, third, fourth marriage, women look at a marriage as something they've looked forward to since they were like 7 years old. You don't see 10-year-old boys in sandboxes or on playgrounds planning their wedding. I can't wait to meet the right woman so I can be with her for the rest of my life. That's just where we're different. It doesn't happen that way. So Mike Leach, our good friend, said, just elope. He's like, he said he would give any of his children $10,000 if they would just go elope. Go out, don't tell anybody, go get married. That's what it's all about. Go elope and try to make such a huge deal out of it. Don't get in debt. Don't make a bigger deal than it really is, particularly if it's your second or third marriage, but just, I'll give you $10,000 if you'll just go elope. So if you have a woman, and I'm sure there's some guys out there, maybe too, maybe you're a woman and you're a big college football fan and you have a boyfriend who doesn't really get into football, maybe he's into soccer. A red flag right there. And he's like, let's get married. I want to marry you right now. Let's get married in October. Let's get married in September. Let's get married in November. And you're like, wait a minute, it's college football season, dude. What are you doing? Then it may be just a little bit of a red flag. Andy said, I got married at the courthouse. I was good with it. Absolutely. It was great. I just had a friend of mine, Oscar, who I met just a couple weeks ago, came up from Mexico City, was on the Jay Barker Radio Network. I'll be on there later on today. And he came in town with his fiance. I did a show with him on a Friday. Saturday morning, he calls me up and tells me he's proposed to her, and he wants to get married Saturday afternoon on the strip in Tuscaloosa, and they did. They found someone that was ordained, internet-ordained thing, got married Saturday, flew back Sunday, and they're happy as a box, you know what. So just a couple of marital things from a guy that's been there, done that. If you're getting married, it's almost like you're pissing people off on purpose if you're getting married on Iron Bowl Saturday. Now, if you live in Illinois, or you live in Ohio, or you live in California, or New Mexico, Duluth, Minnesota, something like that, and you want to get married the 26th, still a little weird because it is Thanksgiving weekend. I understand if you want to bring your friends and family and they have an extra long weekend, but most of those people ain't working anyway. But when you get married on Iron Bowl Saturday in Alabama, little bit, she may have a ring in your nose, my friend. You may never be able to go out with the boys again. I'm just telling you. So keep that in mind. All right, check out TKR app, Tony Curry Radio, the TKR app on Apple, on Android, Tony Curry Radio. We have a boatload of fantastic shows. I was going through all of our podcasts yesterday. We had a brand new show called Students of the Game. These three young guys are in college, talk about sports. It's fantastic. It's good to hear these three guys shoot shit like they're sitting in a dorm room. I love it. We have, of course, Michael Coleman from the Montgomery Food Bank. I did a great show with him yesterday. We have When in Rome with Stuart Rome, a wonderful show. We have Austin Hanks. We have Brother Kane. We have Southern Precision Staffing bringing you Livewire Wednesday tomorrow night. It's a full hour of AC/DC music we bring you every single Wednesday night. It's a fantastic show. We have Dark Side of the Pooch with Rossbridge Animal Hospital. We have a brand new show coming up with a friend of mine, Seth Smith, who's going to be talking about house money. The housing market, so I'm looking forward to having him on. I'm having lunch with him today, so I can't wait to bring him in. And then we also have a brand new show that we're working with Brian Christine from Urology Centers of Alabama, but also a politician. Interesting. A urologist who's a politician. That should be a great show. So check out all of our shows, Tony Curry Radio Podcast or the TKR app. And again, thank you for watching. Also, don't forget real quick, briefly, don't forget my good friend Al Cooper is up for business. He just got on here, so he must be up. So go to CusaValleyAutoSale.com, CusaValleyAutoSale.com, and they just also opened a wonderful antique place called the Blue Heron this past week, so check them out as well. Have a blessed day. Stay busy. Stay faithful. Stay blessed. I love you, and we'll talk tomorrow morning to you.